Icy Straits Lumber is one of the few Alaska mills with no shortage of wood. The Hoonah Company has plenty of logs on hand and the rights to cut more when it's needed. But that doesn't mean life is easy for its owners or workers. The nationwide economic downturn has slowed sales of lumber, as well as the company's prepackaged cabin kits. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld visited Icy Straits about 40 miles west of Juneau to find out how it's been coping.
Wes Tyler thinks about more than round logs when he revs up his chainsaw in the forest.
I guess every tree, when I look at a tree to and a timber sale to cut it down, I'm looking at it and saying, well, let's see, I can make this out of it and that out of it and this out of it, you know, pretty well right to the down to nothing.
So standing in his log yard outside Hoonah, surrounded by stacks of spruce, hemlock, and cedar, he's more interested in showing me one of his cabins. There's a small porch on the 14 by 20 foot structure. Inside, there's a living room kitchen combo with a bathroom off to the side and a stand up loft above.
You can put a full scale bed up there, and it's got a lot of room. It's quite a bit of room up there. And we make them all different sizes and shapes and heights and widths. One man's cabin is another man's home.
This cabin is fully assembled on a wheeled steel frame so it can be hauled to a plot of land in Hoonah. Tyler and his wife Susan have been part of Southeast Alaska's logging industry for four decades. They worked for the Hoonah Mill's previous owner, Whitestone Logging, and they took over 6 years ago when that company gave up on the Tongass and moved to Kodiak. The new Icy Straits Lumber sold some wood in Southeast and developed the cabin kits, prefabricated packages of ready-to-assemble finished lumber. But much of their business was selling larger dimension green timber down south. Then the economy crashed.
It's just related to the pure volume of material that you're putting through. You know, an operation this size really needs a certain economy of scale or volume to support it. And the volume has been cut way back.
So they tried developing different products. The cabin kits expanded into house kits and were customized to the buyer's plans. They added a gazebo kit to their lineup, and they got into the real estate market, placing their structures around Hoonah, some as rentals and others for sale.
What we're doing here is we're trying to get to where we can, instead of shipping those products down south, we're holding that wood here and taking it to the next level. It's being made into a finished product, and that's key to what we're trying to do here and our survival.
They even tapped into some federal stimulus funds, building a Forest Service cabin out of their finished yellow cedar. To show off their product, the Tylers are assembling the structure in a public spot near Hoonah's ferry terminal. It will be barged to its new home at 8 Fathom Bight to the southwest near the head of Port Frederick. Tim Hazelwood works for the Hoonah Ranger District.
This was a perfect example of putting people to work and accomplishing national objectives like recreation, outdoor recreation.
So do you like the idea of being able to use local wood in this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no better wood in the world than what he produces out there, so you bet.
The Tylers have also ventured into the art and souvenir market. They operate the Alaska Wood Creation Shop at Hoonah's Icy Strait Point. That's an old cannery rebuilt as a summertime cruise ship attraction.
Hoonah Sightseeing Tribal Combination Tour.
Susan Tyler, who runs the shop, says she couldn't throw away the mill scraps and ends, so she started working with locals to carve and paint totemic art, Christmas ornaments, wall sculptures, and other items. Icy Straits Lumber's value-added approach has won friends in some very different circles. Environmentalists, including the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, supported a nearby timber sale to provide a steady supply of wood. And the logging industry, including the Alaska Forest Association, praises the company for promoting new ways to sell Southeast timber. But Association Executive Director Owen Graham of Ketchikan says it's hampered by its location.
One of the big problems they have is right now it costs them a tremendous amount of money to move the product, the finished lumber, out of Hoonah because they have to charter a barge. There's just not enough economic activity going on around there.
The Tylers are considering opening a retail outlet in Juneau, about 40 miles and a short barge trip to the east. That could expose their products to a larger customer base. They're also hoping the economic recovery will reach their corner of Alaska soon. But with fuel prices driving freight and power costs up, Wes Tyler says this could be a tough winter. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Hoonah.